Hi, I'm Dr. Angel Cresswell, and when I'm not helping moms keep their kids healthy and happy, I'm listening to the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank.
Are you a woman ready to charge up her business? You're in the right place. This is the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank, where we believe in your POWER, the potential of women entrepreneurs realized, and all women with an entrepreneurial spirit. Each episode is filled with practical advice, tools, and tips to help you build your business and keep you energized. Now, for your host, Mary Foley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank. I'm your host, Mary Foley, and this is episode 13. In each episode, we talk with experts right here in the New Orleans area who share their insights, recommendations, and expertise to help you grow your business. You can get all the episodes right now on your phone so you can listen anytime. You just go to fidelitybankpower.com and then you click on one of the app icons. You click on the iTunes app if you have an iPhone or the Stitcher app if you have an Android phone. And then you download that app, you open a free account, and you are ready to listen. Now, today we're talking to Dr. Angel Cresswell, founder of Algiers Pediatrics. Dr. Cresswell is a proud native of New Orleans, and she attended Xavier University for her undergraduate studies. And then she went on to New York College of Osteopathic Medicine in Long Island, New York. And that's for medical school, of course. And she currently resides in Algiers with her husband and three children, Larry, Olivia, and Jacob. Dr. Cresswell, welcome to the Power Plug Podcast.
Great to be here, Mary. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you. And there's a lot of moms that are listening right now. Now, we know every mom loves their kids to be healthy, but when you're also a woman entrepreneur and a small business owner, it's even more essential for your own crazy schedule that they're healthy. So I'm wondering, in your experience as a pediatrician, what are some of the practical tips that we can do to keep our kids healthy?
Absolutely, Mary. That's a great, great question. You know, as a pediatrician, every season of the year has its own quirks and its own illnesses. For example, springtime is allergy season for several people, including kids. And of course, in New Orleans, we have just about every allergen there is. But there are some simple things that we can do, some simple adjustments that we can make to our own personal environments to help relieve those symptoms. One of those things is really, and people may not be aware of this, but simply like changing your air conditioner filters every month to 3 months, because those allergens and dust mites and pet dander, they get trapped in those filters. And so it's really important that we are routinely changing those out. The other thing that we can do to help ourselves and to help our kids and just to help our environment overall is just to try and alleviate those heavily scented products that we typically find in our laundry detergents, in our dryer sheets, that can be a real source of an allergy trigger. And then the other thing that we can do is consider getting an air purifier for the home, mainly for the bedroom, whichever room that you spend the most time in, because what the purpose of the air purifier is really to remove those allergens from the air and replace it with just a non-allergen air, just a very pure air. And that has been shown to really reduce allergens in the air and thus reduce symptoms of allergies.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like that's another level of filtering, right? That you could have in a concentrated room, like a bedroom, where you're going to, you know, sleep hopefully 6-7 hours.
Absolutely. And that's so important. And that's another thing that comes up too, is that, you know, if we're coughing, if we're sneezing all through the night, then we're not getting sleep and we are very restless, and it just not good for anyone.
So as the spring then goes into summer, are there different things then that come up that we should really be alert about and take some practical measures?
Absolutely. So most of us look forward to summertime, of course. You know, we may get that relaxing beach vacation or that fun trip to Disney World, but the hot sun doesn't come without risk, of course. Let's face it, summers in New Orleans are brutal. And so it's important to protect ourselves and our kids from the sun, of course. And it's important to apply sunscreen to your children, even if there's a minimal sun exposure, just for 15 minutes. If you know that you're going to be outside for 15 minutes, apply that sunscreen. And many people may not realize this, but sunscreen actually becomes less effective after about an hour and a half of wearing it. So it's really important if you're going to be outside in the sun, whether it's on the beach or in the park, having a picnic, it's important to reapply the sunscreen about every hour and a half or so, just to fully protect your kids from the UV rays. And it's also important to know that the when we shop for sunscreen, we see those numbers on the front of the bottles, the SPF 10 and 30 and 50. The greater the number, the better the protection. So it's recommended that the SPF 50 or higher would be the one to offer the maximum protection for your skin.
So let me ask you another question too about sunscreen, which is, I mean, kids are so often playing in the water, right? And with the sunscreen, and then does it stay on? Do we need to reapply it even more than every 90 minutes because of that? And oh my gosh, how do you get your kids to stay still enough to put it
exactly.
on?
Exactly. That's a very good point too. There are several different formulations of sunscreen. You know, now they make a spray. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but in addition to the lotions, they make a spray. So if you have those, you know, antsy kids who just will not stay still for the lotions, you can certainly try to spray every skin surface with it. And of course, yes, if they are in the water and you notice that their skin turns, you know, starting to change or turn red or even starting to peel, and you haven't quite reached that 90-minute mark, absolutely, it's okay to reapply it. So I always tell parents, you know, don't just pick up one or two bottles of sunscreen for that beach trip. You might want to pick up like three or four or even five bottles because of that reapplication so frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your kids, Larry, Olivia, and Jacob, what are their ages right now? Because I have a feeling three kids, you need at least three bottles, right?
Absolutely. I get the six pack that usually like the Sam's and the Costco sells. So I'm like so mm-hmm. prepared. But Larry is 12 years old. He's going to be 13 next month, and I'm not sure mm-hmm. how to handle that yet. Olivia is 8 and Jacob is 7. And you know, they're just very, very busy kids. And it's very hard to keep hats on them at this age because, you know, they're just, they don't want to wear hats for some reason. It's not cool to wear a hat these days. I'm not sure. I don't know. But so just another point to bring up, always, especially for the boys with the shorter hair, to sunscreen their heads as well, because obviously, you know, that's the first place that the sun is going to hit. Yeah, well, the other things that usually happen in the summertime, you know, kids are outdoors more. Kids are riding bikes, kids are on skateboards, kids are just very active during the summer, obviously. And so it's really important if they're going to be on that bike or be on that skateboard, please, by all means, have them wear their helmets. And in addition to helmets, always knee pads and elbow pads. That's really, really important. During the summer, you know, from the spring with the allergies and the sunscreen, I see so many kids with broken bones. You know, during the summer, there's so many broken bones on the rise because we're going out, we're on our bikes, we're not wearing our helmets, we're not wearing our knee pads, we're falling, and we're having these injuries. So it's very extremely important to make sure that kids are protected with helmets, knee pads, and elbow pads during those times.
And here's what I'm not hearing you say, which is, oh, don't let them go play. I mean, you're saying kids are going to be kids. Let them
Absolutely.
Play. Just take some practical precaution, maybe minimize some of the broken bones and the big knee scrapes that are going to maybe get infected and cause problems.
Absolutely. And even just to add to the, you know, kids will be kids and need to play. That's another issue that in the pediatrician's world that's a challenge quite a bit. And that's just the rate of obesity in children. So absolutely, by all means, have them play. That's physical activity. That's good exercise. And let's face it, we live in a world now where technology is front and center. You know, we have iPads and tablets and laptops and a lot of us are glued to those things for most of the day. And so are our kids. So it's just really important for them to take a break from screen time and to get out there and play with caution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right. And sometimes I look back at my own childhood and I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I not just break my neck doing that thing? Right.
Right.
And you know, this is when, you know, there is a God, because we, all of us should be like, you know, incapacitated basically, but our
Absolutely.
Bodies bounce back. And also we don't, you know, get in, not every one of us gets broken bones. So all of that
right.
is good, but I hear what you're saying is that there is, as a parent, it's that balance between letting your kids explore stuff and then also going, well, there's risk involved. So,
right.
you know, there's always that back and forth, and we have to know our individual kids too and what their capacity looks like.
Absolutely. And some kids, I mean, just reality, they're daredevils. No matter how many times you tell them not to do something, curiosity takes over and they want to do it. You know,
yep.
and then
right.
they may or may not see those consequences.
That's right. That's right. It may reinforce their daredevilness, or it may give them a few lessons learned, right?
Exactly. So. Absolutely.
Wow. So now, Ether, things are in the fall and winter, as we go into that season of the year, that we know now as parents we need to think about for our kids.
Absolutely. So fall and winter seasons, they definitely give us a break from those super hot summers that we just talked about. But now that the weather is changing, we're now entering the quote unquote sick season, or the germ season, as some might say. So hospital admissions are on the rise, and kids are often absent from school due to illness. One measure that we can take to reduce the risk of illness, particularly in the fall and winter, really has to do with simply coughing. So we have to teach children to cover their mouths and noses with their elbows rather than their hands during a cough. The infection rate and the spread of germs dramatically decreases when you cough into your elbows. The other thing that is really, really simple, but really, again, goes a long way, is simply hand washing. There's so many evidence-based studies that's been done over the years that's shown that kids are up to 40% less absent from schools who emphasize and enforce consistent hand washing practices. 40%, and really that is known to be really the strongest and number one factor to reduce germs, is really to keep those hands clean. And of course, children are kids again, so it's hard to do that. As simple as the concept is, it's actually very difficult to keep that going and to be consistent with that.
Well, already, Dr. Creswell, you have given us all hope that we can do some
yes.
simple practical things to keep our kids healthy. And it sounds like they're going to live, so that's a good thing. But now to keep us healthy, and that's moms. So that's coming up next. We need to take a quick break, and I've got some more questions for you. So hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Liz Brockman, in charge of power at Fidelity Bank. As a woman in business, you know that it all comes down to great relationships. with your customers, employees, suppliers, and your bank. That's why we're excited about our new Power Program. We have designed to meet not only your financial needs to grow your business, but also your non-financial ones, like practical know-how, savvy connections, and trustworthy resources. Whether it's our online Power Member Directory, member-only Facebook group, sponsored events, or more, we are your community partner to help your business succeed and flourish. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is Mary Foley, and today we're talking with Dr. Angele Creswell, pediatrician extraordinaire and businesswoman and wife and mother, and I bet she's also a daughter and a sister and a niece and an aunt, a taxi driver, a wardrobe consultant, and the list goes on. Now, Dr. Creswell, you've given us some really terrific ideas about how to keep our kids healthy every season of the year. We also know that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, and especially a busy woman entrepreneur and business owner, because, you know, we have even more going on that we're trying to juggle. What's your best advice about keeping mama happy?
You know, Mary, this is such an important topic for me, because when you wear so many hats, just like you mentioned, and, you know, taxi driver, I haven't done that yet, so that may be on my next to-do list. and if many of us wear these hats, it's so easy for us to get overwhelmed and to get bogged down and to just get downright stressed out.
Yeah.
Especially for women like myself, like I know myself, I want to get everything done in a timely manner. That's mm-hmm. just me. And how many times do we say to ourselves, there's just not enough hours in a day or not enough days in a week? We have obligations to our career, of course. We have obligations to our families, to our spouses, to our children. We're pulled in every direction imaginable. But we have to realize that we also have an obligation to ourselves. We have to obligate to ourselves to stay physically, emotionally, and mentally healthy. One of the things I have to say that took me quite some time to learn during my career is to actually delegate. Give it away. Give it away. That kind of goes back to my type A personality, though. Like, okay, since I know how to do it, I'm going to do it the best, and nobody can do it, that whole thing. And that's not the healthiest approach to take, in my opinion. So tasks that other members of your team can readily handle, let them take charge of it and let them report back to you. This was a huge stress reliever for me. And another thing that's extremely important to remember is that we have to take time for ourselves. You know, that's easy to say and much harder to do.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
We're just so busy taking care of everyone else that we often forget about ourselves. We are the last person on our to-do list.
You know, it is
right.
So hard to take time for ourselves. For you personally, what does that look like for you?
You know, I have to say I'm learning more about this myself and just trying to take time for myself. One of the things that I really enjoy doing and I really find relaxing for myself is during my drive home from the office. When I'm in my car, I have soft music playing and I'm kind of in my zone and it's just me and it's the music and I can just feel myself physically relaxing and just kind of exhaling, you know, from the day. And that to me is very, very helpful for me. Treat yourself to a spa, go for a walk in the park, whatever it is that you enjoy doing. But the point is to do it, to take time to do it.
And what you're describing too is it's deliberate. That's what I'm hearing. Like if we don't deliberately put it on our schedule or say, or you don't deliberately say, I'm going to have the soft music available in my car and I'm going to turn it on versus turning the news or something else that, you know, might be kind of interesting or want to catch up on, but I'm not going to be kind of transitioned and relaxed more by the time I walk into the door at home, right? So
it's really just enough time that you can sort of reset yourself, get to that quiet place and reset yourself so you'll be energized enough to take on the next task. That's just so important for mental health, emotional health. And I'll tell you, I don't have a gym membership. But my kids, you know, if it's playing basketball outside, yes, I do that with my kids. If it's walking to the park or simply dancing in my living room, I make sure that some sort of physical activity gets in there. Because again, that's part of the whole health. It's not just one piece, but you really should try to satisfy the not only the mental and the emotional, but also the physical.
You know, one thing, particularly as a woman entrepreneur myself, I think, well, you know, part of the attraction to having my own business is that I could call my schedule, right? I could say, well, I'm going to take an afternoon off. And then, of course, I have to get the guts to do it and also schedule it, not feel guilty. But actually, then when I do it, like particularly if I do it like on a Monday afternoon or a Tuesday morning, I feel like, ooh, I'm playing hooky. Like no one else is, everybody else is working and I am going to go and just go something simple even, right? Like hang out at the bookstore and peruse the shelves and pick something out interesting and lose myself for a couple of hours with a cup of coffee. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fun to play hooky. I'm telling you, you know, it's just,
I know it's so fun, you know, but I agree with you. For some reason, I think because we want to do such a good job and we have such high expectations for ourselves, you know, we somehow let guilt crawl into us. You know, it's like, you're right. I, you know, as a business owner, as a leader, you know, I should be able to once in a while do these things guilt-free, you know, and I think we have to talk to ourselves like that and say, it's okay to do this, you know, once in a while. It's okay to do that. But yeah, I think every one of us should really just try to find the time to just be alone with ourselves and just reset, you know, and guilt-free of all things.
Well, it's something I appreciate you sharing that you still continue to learn this. You still continue to figure out ways. And I'm sure as your kids go through different phases in their lives, that it's learning yet anew, a different way of making mama happy. It's clear to me that you are passionate about keeping kids healthy and yourself happy. Was there a moment or event in your journey that inspired you to do what you're doing now?
That's a good question. I think when I actually joined another physician in a practice here in New Orleans early on in my career, I actually felt quite limited, not only in my medical decision-making skills, but also with my vision for the growth of the practice. And so I felt as if I had reached this ceiling, if you will, and I felt stuck, and I wasn't sure, you know, what my next move would be, and I realized that I just was not happy. I was not at my happiest. I was not at my best, and so I took a leap of faith, and I realized that the vision that I once had for someone else's practice could become my own vision. That was my light bulb moment. That's when the light bulb went off and said, hey, if I can carry this vision to my own practice with, you know, my own level of expertise and my own experiences, we could be onto something here.
Yeah.
And out of that vision, you know, came my very own practice, Algiers Pediatrics. And I have to say, it's been it certainly has its challenges, of course, as we all know, as business owners. But I have to say, what a liberating experience for me personally. But what's really important is that once you get into practice, private practice, it's really about your community that you serve. And it's really about understanding, recognizing and understanding what the needs of the community are and really trying to meet those needs. And I find that just to be so rewarding, just to be able to understand what the need is and then meet the need and then see the outcome and see the impact that it has in our community. And that's probably the greatest part of my career is really seeing that and making a difference that way and seeing families that are just really happy and healthy. And so, yeah, that's my greatest, I would say, reward.
That's a great reason to do what you're doing. Really is. I was even actually thinking about how, you know, Fidelity Bank, who hosts the Power Plug podcast, they're all about community too. And it's because
Absolutely.
They are truly focused on New Orleans and, you know, the region that they can pay attention to specific needs. And
Absolutely.
So that's really neat. There's so much more we could have talked about, but we are out of time. So let me ask you this. For those who want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I can be reached at my practice, Algiers Pediatrics, at 504-249-5181, or you can visit my website at www.algierspediatrics.com.
That's great. Well, I hope that all the moms who are business owners and entrepreneurs listening well, know that they've got a friend in the community who is a pediatrician that can help their kids and know that if, in fact, she's not available that afternoon, it's because she's taking some time for herself. All right.
So, that's exactly right.
I love that. Thank you, Dr. Creswell, for your time today. It's been fun.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks so much for having me.
All of us have powerful people in our lives, just like the one on today's Power Plug podcast. Our Power program is unlike any other in our region. At Fidelity, we're bringing amazing women together to be part of something special. We not only have banking and financial options with women entrepreneurs in mind, we also provide opportunities for you to make valuable connections and to promote your business. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whew, wow, that was fast. But we hope you are feeling re-energized to power up your business and go after your dreams. Make sure you stay recharged. Subscribe to the Power Plug podcast at fidelitybankpower.com so you can get the latest episode as soon as it comes out. Until next time, keep believing in the power of you, just like we do.